Good morning all, it's Monday today,
so back at work, working from home today, but I've got so many emails to deal with. I left the office on Thursday afternoon with no unread emails, so I was fully up to date in terms of reading all my emails. Had a few to process, but pretty much on top of things, not too bad. Just checked my inbox today, Monday morning. There are 75 unread emails to go through. So that should be fun. I expect most of today to be email handling. Exciting. Been playing with iPhoto for iOS on my new iPad. And it's a really, really nice photo editing tool. I've seen a number of sort of reviews saying that it's quite unintuitive. But for some reason, I found it very intuitive. I understand how it works, and I really enjoyed editing the photos with it. Getting the photos out again, I'm less impressed with. Doesn't seem like they've fully joined up their thinking here completely. The first most obvious one is that there's no way to create an album from my photos. So I flagged the photos from this import that are the ones that are my picks. So I now want to mark all these and put them in an album. Just the 66, I think it is, that I've got. And I can't work out how to do that. I can do it from within the Photos app, not within iPhoto. I can create an album there. But then the items that I've flagged are not marked in the Photos app. So you have to work out which photos that were flagged in iPhoto are the ones you actually want to move to the album in Photos, which is a little not joined up. The other not joined up area is I can't get all the flagged photos I've edited, which are obviously my picks, into the photo stream so that they go via iCloud and end up on Aperture. Again, this is related to the whole album scene. But if you want to get a photo from iPhoto for iOS onto your photo stream, you select it, then you hit the share button, then you pick camera roll, then you hit select it, then it saves it, then you hit done. And you have to repeat that for every single photo. You can't do it as a bulk operation. And then once you've done all that, they're in your photo camera roll, which means that they end up on photo stream, which means they end up in Aperture. But it's a right old faff. I've just now discovered another way of doing it. What you can also do is you can flag your 66 photos. Then you can share and choose share to iTunes. Now if you share to iTunes, it lets you do a bulk export. And then they appear in the section for sharing files in iTunes, you know, on the apps tab at the bottom. So then you can go into iTunes at the bottom, find iPhoto, find the folder you just exported, hit save, copy or save or whatever, and you get all photos into a folder which you can then import into Aperture. Really, the photo stream one is a lot smoother, but having to export each photo individually from iPhoto to your camera roll just doesn't feel right. You know, it feels like I should be able to do it all in one go. So I think, and I hope, that there'll be an update to iPhoto for iOS, which actually resolves some of these photo management workflow issues. Because the actual editing bit is fantastic.